KQSS Miami.
It is KQSS Helix Kiss 101.9. It is Tuesday, December 14th at 5:30, and you know what that means. We welcome Tim Humphrey for the monthly meeting. How are you, Tim?
I'm good. How are you this evening?
All right, can't complain.
Good. Little chill in the air. War jacket this evening.
It's kind of nice.
It is. There's been a lot going on. We've got some weather changing. One of the things that we've been working on, too, that's coming up is the redistricting, and we're asking for public input on maps and things, because in the districts right now, the ideal population number to balance districts evenly is about 17,757. I believe that's registered voters, and so in District 1 they have 18,677, which is over by about 900. District 2 is 16,979, which is about 778 under. And District 3 is 17,616, which is about 141 under. Mm. And so we're asking for public input. You can go on Gila County. They have the mapping instructions if you'd be willing to submit a map. And then we've put a committee together to oversee these maps and then present them to the Board of Supervisors. And the individual who is kind of head of that committee is Mickey Nye. And I've asked him to be in this evening, to call in and kind of go over some of the things so people more understand what's going on and things. And where I'm at is there's a percentage that says if it's not a certain percent, and Mickey will probably address that we don't have to do anything. But where I am, if we're 1,000 off now, how many are we going to be off in 10 years? Mm-hmm. And everybody knows Payson's been growing leaps and bounds and getting with planning and zoning and things of that nature. They've got a lot of projects coming in up there. So in my opinion, if they're 1,000 over right now, I think we need to do some line adjustments, because it's like maintenance on your vehicle. If you don't maintenance, pretty soon it's really going to be out of balance. So,
well, sure. If it was the other way around, where Southern Gila County had 1,000 over, we would say, well, that'll make up for it in the long run. But with Payson, it's only going to increase.
Yeah, and you look like at one 700 under and the other one 920 over. That between one district, that's a lot of voters.
That's a good number. Well, should
to
we
be
welcome
represented
Mickey?
In. So yeah, and Mickey, are you with us?
Mickey is absolutely
yes,
with
I
us.
Am.
Mickey Nye, good evening.
Hi.
Yeah, we're here. I think your cell phone might be against you, but that's all right. You go for it, Tim, and see if we hear Mickey.
Mickey, are you here? Going once.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, good. Good. Good evening. How are you?
I'm good.
Good.
I'm busy like you.
Well, good. Do you have some information for us on the redistricting committee? And kind of where things are.
Well, the number you were looking for is it needs to be less than 5% off. Otherwise, the system's going to come in and say it's not acceptable if we make that change.
Okay.
But so, the group, there's a dozen people that meet, it seems like every Wednesday right now, half in Payson and half in Globe, and they go over the maps that people have submitted to date so far, and there's probably a maps that have been submitted so far. Some are for the college district and some are for the Board of Supervisors, and that's the two groups that we've been asked to do maps for or to make recommendations on. Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. And are you're reaching out for public input, like you're having meetings in different places around the county for public?
Lord, yeah, we've had meetings in Pine, we've had meetings in Young, in meetings in Payson, Star Valley, and White Mountain up there. We've had meetings in Hayden, Globe Miami, San Carlos.
Yeah, Tonneau Basin, I believe you had one, like last week?
Yeah, or we have one tomorrow in Tonneau Basin.
Oh, tomorrow. Okay, good. And so with the numbers now, I had some numbers earlier, and I'm not sure if those were correct, and I believe they are, or up to that date. And so is the balance now within the 5%?
It is, but I have a feeling tomorrow we're going to find out that it may not be. I have a feeling that somewhere along the line, two precincts weren't counted in the census.
Oh, okay.
And we're going to have to adjust that tomorrow.
Ooh, that could be a lot of people.
But as far as what I understood as of last week, yeah, the three Board of Supervisors districts are good right then and there.
You mentioned
it earlier. There's a lot of growth happening in Payson. I know that there was a huge project approved for growth just west of Payson a few months ago. So it's our goal is to one person, one vote, and not hurt anybody either through their voting party. You know, one person, one vote, and try to make it as equal as possible for everybody.
Sure. So you believe that you will find out about different precincts as of tomorrow?
Yeah.
Which could change.
I know.
Go ahead.
It could easily change. I think it's Globe 1. There's two districts, and I'm not in my office. It somehow got missed in the census.
Wow. That could make a big difference if there's two districts that got missed.
Yeah, it could easily make a difference. And from talking to county staff today, that change can't be made. It goes from 39 voting precincts to 37, and that change won't be accepted by the state and then by the census department until 2017, I think. No, 2027. It's 10 years. They said you're going to have to live with it. That's what I got today from the county staff.
Well, that even if they weren't included in the census, they're going to have to wait 10 years to be counted.
Right, but what we know. We'll still have to balance the three supervisors to something less than 5%.
Oh, okay. So it's information you can use?
Yeah, information we will use, but it's going to change their precincts.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And our problem is we can't split it.
Can't split the precincts?
For redistricting, no.
Okay. But anyway,
another key thing to keep in mind is all three tribal reservations have asked and was granted by the Department of Justice the right to be counted in one district, not split into two or three different districts. So wherever one tribal reservation goes, all three have to go. And that's why White River, the White Mountain and the San Carlos tribes are all in one district now.
Because they requested to not be broke up and divided.
Right. They requested not to be split.
Okay. And before the last time, they were kind of split, weren't they? Divided between District 1 and 2?
At one time, yes. Many years ago.
Okay. Okay. But now they can't be divided.
No. Because they've been asked to be kept, but it's allowable. Since they've asked, we have to.
Okay, if someone wanted to maybe look at creating a map of their own, what recommendations could you make for them that want to create a map, or look at presenting a map to you?
Hopefully everybody's got a computer, and what they need to go is to the front page of HelaCounty.com, and on the bottom right-hand side it says redistricting. And there it will, you know, you click on redistricting and it'll give you a bunch of different choices. And you can look at what the districts are now. And then you can click on another link inside that, allow you to move voting precincts from one district to another. And when you're done, as long as the numbers don't show up in red anywhere, because on the last page it'll give you the numbers, as long as nothing comes up red, you should be good and you submit it. And then if you want to submit a different one, all you have to do is title it differently, and you can submit as many maps as you want. But the county's got a really good, their website's really first class as far as this redistricting maps.
Okay, good.
And it's submitted right there from the county's website.
Okay, so, and then if I'm correct, then the college and the supervisor districts come before the Board of Supervisors?
Yeah.
Okay, so how much longer does someone
the
have?
The board just go to them. The colleges go to the college board.
Goes to the college board. Okay, for
neither the college nor the have the money to do the work necessary to do this as far as redistricting and staff time.
Oh, okay. So we're working to do that and then submit it to the college board. And how many maps go to each the county supervisors? I mean, I don't know how many maps you're getting in, but so the committee will go over these maps and present how many to the college and how many to the Board of Supervisors.
We've got roughly 15 maps in so far, and we've got more coming tomorrow. We have agreed to submit 3 maps to the Board of Supervisors and recommend 3 maps to the college board, governing boards. And of those, then the supervisors and the college boards can make the final decision. Any map we recommend will be approved or would be also approved by the Department of Justice, because we're not going to submit anything that won't be legal.
Okay. And so that's kind of what the committee does, is go over these maps and meet with the public and help in getting those maps prepared to see where the boards are at.
Right. And when we make it a city, which should happen by the end of December, mid-January, because we've asked that all maps be sent in by the middle of January, we'll make our decision on the 3 for each, and then we're going to go back out with another round of community meetings and announce this is what we're making a recommendation on, and then get feedback from the public as well prior to our recommendation to the Board of Supervisors.
Yeah, because I would like feedback from the public as well once you get the map, the 3 maps approved that you're going to put before the board. If you're making right. public meetings for them to view those 3 maps, I'd like the public to know as well that I would be very interested in feedback if it's something that I'm going to need to be voting on. Because I've already said I believe in maintenance, and if they are off and there are maps that can make them better, I'm for changing now, because it's a maintenance issue, not a matter of let somebody else worry about it. That's my opinion. And so, you know, as you go out, I'm just letting the public know that I'm interested in doing changes for maintenance if that's where we're at now.
Yeah. I think we want to make an equal vote.
Sure.
Their supervisor.
Well, good. And okay, on redistricting, do you have anything else for us, Mickey?
No. The county website, they've got a link that is info at redistricting. You can click on that and ask questions of any, and it'll get to us at the county's website. You can go to the county and make the map. If you aren't complete computer literate, there's also instructions on how to do a paper map. And then that can be submitted, and we'll certainly, then that will get converted into a digital map, and we'll look at that. But you know, we're like you, we're interested in what people have to think and say, and if anybody has any strong feelings about what district they want to be in.
Well, good. Mickey, I appreciate you coming on this evening to share some information with the people whom are interested in the redistricting. And I appreciate everyone on the committee, because they're all volunteers, not paid, taking time out of their own busy schedules to help us with this process. And so I appreciate them all very, very much. And Mickey, all the extra things you do for the county, I appreciate it very much.
All right. I hope you have a good evening. Thank you.
You too. Thanks, Mickey.
Okay. Hope you have a good evening, Mickey.
All right.
If anyone has any comments, do you have a phone number
for? Yes, and we even pick up the tab no matter where you are. 888-876-5593. That's 888-ROLLYE. So 888-876-5593. Please use it, because we may resort to have to go dragging you out of your house and getting you to a telephone. It could come to that.
Yeah. But anyway, on another deal, what's been going on with me is recent activities. I had a working lunch with Representative Cook and Representative Neil Carter the other day. It was nice of our representatives to come and meet with the Board of Supervisors on kind of what's going on in the county and what we think might be needed or necessary to get in front of the legislature, and I appreciate that very much, as well as them to share some things with us. And I reached out to our county recorder and assessor, because they work a lot with state properties and things on what they felt maybe, and so that was good. Got them kind of in touch with some of the things that they felt that the state could maybe make some changes on to help their lives work better. And so I think if they reach out to other rural counties, they'll find the same issues with mobile homes and things of that nature, and licensing and not being part of the property. And so that was a good visit. And I've chaired 4 agenda meetings, attended a salute to ranching dinner. That was well attended. I believe there was like 150 people there. It was well attended, and the ranchers have had a difficult time, but it seems that the Forest Service has come up with about $2.3 million to help with fencing, and I think they're going to do perimeter fencing first, and most of the fencing is where they want to start. Is the fences between the reservations and the state land for the cattle that are wandering back and forth those boundaries now, because after the fire there's no fences.
Sure.
And so it's good to see the Forest Service is kicking in some and to help the ranchers get back functional again, because I think they're still kind of running cattle. They just don't have much control because they don't have much fencing. And so hopefully if that $2.3 million doesn't get the perimeter fences and some of the interior fences back up, I don't believe that I have those numbers with me, but it's like 120 miles of fencing that they estimate that has been burnt, which is an awful lot of fencing. And anyway, then I toured the proposed veterans facility in Young, which was a ranger station at one time in Young, Arizona, that they abandoned and moved to Payson. And so the ranger office facility was there, and the bunkhouses were there, horse facilities. There's some historical homes on that property. It's 232 acres.
Wow.
That Supervisor Klein, that was one of his pet peeves when he got elected, and the whole board's been behind him, and we've all been to Washington helping with this, and it looks like it's going to come to fruition here pretty quick, that the county will end up with that facility and be able to work with different veteran groups to turn it into a retreat for veterans. And we're working on that pretty good. It's a gorgeous place, and hopefully when we do get it, we'll be able to maybe have some open house things on it and on what we propose to do with it. But it's going to be a great asset to Gila County. Right off the bat, it could be kind of a white elephant until we get things rolling and going, because for them to give it to us, we're in charge of all the maintenance and things of the property. But as we get more in touch and working with these veteran facilities and get more activities there, then it will be, you know, kind of off and running.
No, it sounds great. The thing that comes to mind initially is there's going to have to be some type of transportation, because vets who aren't in Young can't easily get to Young.
Yeah.
And so there has to be some system that will cause people who want to go be able to go.
Sure. Yeah. And, you know, busing or things of that nature. And I'm sure that a lot of those, there's a lot of veteran programs already active that are just waiting for us to obtain the property for them to pitch in and start doing things. And so we're kind of excited about that. And then I attended a Rural Transportation Advocacy Committee meeting. I'm on the Rural Transportation Board to kind of help keep some of the highway and road funding in rural Arizona.
Yeah.
And held a Tonto Basin and Roosevelt community meetings. My Roosevelt meeting was Monday at 1, and there's a good turnout, about 30 people. It's great to be out in these rural areas like Tonto Basin and Gaisela and Roosevelt. It's really surprising the support that the people show up and are interested in their community and what's going on. And over time, it's been a place where the sheriff's office can reach out, and APS comes to my meetings to, you know, see what's going on and what's needed from them. And at the Roosevelt meeting, I had animal control, had sheriff's office, Jeremy Plain with the Forest Service, county engineer, and assistant county manager, Homero Villa. So we show up with a lot of information for the people in their area and what they may need in their particular area, and it works real well that the road department started showing up at my meetings, because then if we have an issue with a road or a bridge or something in that particular area, the people that are going to be doing the repairs are the ones that go look at it, because everybody knows if I go look at it, by the time I turn it in at the top, and by the time it gets back to the working guy, you know, you lose information and detail. So that's been working out pretty good, and I enjoy the public meetings. Attended a ACO Awards ceremony where Gila County received two awards for Discover Gila County website. And this year, we're going to have a total of 6 awards. I think in January, we're going to have one with Game and Fish, where Game and Fish is giving us award and partnering with the Discover Gila County website to be part of theirs. They're going to be on our website, and we're going to be on theirs. And it's amazing that how that has grown. And if you haven't been on Discover Gila County, you might look at it. It puts together, you know, I mean, I know people that have lived here all their lives and don't know some of the places to visit and some of the things to do in Gila County. A lot of people that have lived here for a long time get on the website and they find out things that they can do on week or weekend little outings that is right here in their back door that they never knew was here before.
So that's discovergilacounty.com.
Yeah. And it's done a lot of good for us, especially during COVID, is a lot of larger counties and other counties during COVID, their sales tax was way down. And it might not be all because of Discover Gila County, but by having that during COVID, our sales tax was up 23%. And, you know, you see a lot of people downtown taking pictures and things now that you didn't before. So, and the amount of followers that's getting. has made a lot of difference in Gila County and our you know, people that are staying in motels and things of that nature. So I think it's helped quite a bit.
Great.
Yeah. And nobody calling in yet?
Oh, no. No, we're going to have to threaten them. I haven't decided yet what the penalty will be for this. But no, listen, Tim said that 30 people showed up in Tonneau Basin. Okay, I didn't know there were 30 people in Tonneau Basin. They showed up. How many people are here? And you can't even call? Well, have I guilted you yet? 888-876-5593-8888 Raleigh. Now, if you are enjoying this meeting and say, I just want to hear it again and again, well, it's available both for downloads on KQSS.net, or it will replay on Sunday morning on KJAA at 8 a.m. Yeah.
Well, good. And to throw in real quick, too, we're working on Main Street Sidewalk Project, Amendment 3. Planning has been in progress since 2010. And so we approved to go forward with that project, which is going to, it was eventually a concrete sidewalk all along Main Street there along the cemetery and then down Golden Hill. It ended up in a, this was way before my time as a supervisor, but it ended up in a lawsuit because of utility infringements and things of that nature. And so anyway, we're trying to pull it out of the hat, and being a lot of money went to lawsuits and things, it will be an asphalt pathway. But we're really working hard on getting a at least a pathway for people to be able to walk and ride bikes along that area, you know, right here off the Apache. It's really, you know, hazardous for the people that care to walk up and down that and down Golden Hill. So we're working on pulling that out. And even if it's just an asphalt pathway, at least there'd be room for pedestrians to walk without having to walk in the middle of the road.
Well, right now,
as they do right now.
Yeah. And now, so, lawsuits, who sued? I mean, not by name, of course, but what were the issues?
The issues, the utility companies gave a clearance that there were no utility infringements on the project.
Okay.
Contractor started, then there was utility infringements on the contract. And so then the contractor was suing and things of that nature. And it just ended up costing the county money, which, like I say, I don't know how all that worked. I'm not going to dig up some of that old dirt to see what was in it. I'm just trying to work forward with what we can do to avoid any further disruptions with this project and get it back on level ground and running to where we can at least get some walkways here in this area.
On a happy note, how's the new county animal shelter doing?
It's doing beautiful. And I'll tell you what, I was thinking real hard. John Costinata, head of that, is doing a great job. The facility, if you haven't seen it, is a wonderful facility for the animals. There's a lot more room. A veterinarian can care for them there. They've got play areas. There's areas where people can go, even if you don't want to adopt an animal. If you just want to go sit in a room with cats or a dog and pet one,
right,
you know,
right,
feel free. And a lot of thought went into that project, and that's why we did it at the fairgrounds, is because it's out there with the Department of Corrections. So we have a contract with the Department of Corrections so the DOCs can go down and work with the animals.
Oh, that's great.
Which is good for them because they get to work with the animals and get a friend. And you know, some of the animals that may have not been adoptable because of their attitude,
right,
you know, by the DOCs working with these animals day after day, then everybody gains trust and you know, the rate of adoption has gone way up with this program.
That's
and the
wonderful
DOCs and things working with it. Yeah. And so I was thinking about having John on, John Costinata with Animal Control,
okay,
to kind of go over some of that. But, you know, sometimes I'd probably do it after the first of the year because a new pet right before the holidays and all the family and doors and gates open and kids running around and all that's beautiful for Christmas, but not for a newly adopted animal. I think maybe after the first of the year.
Yeah, also, some people are inclined to give a dog or a cat as a gift, and that's a terrible idea. The recipient has to truly want this animal, or it's going to be hell come January.
Yeah, right. Yeah, it is. And that's part of the program, too, is to help people be more responsible as a pet owner, to help people understand, what their pet's needs are and to take care of them. Better. And so they're really doing a great project out there, and that's really been a success in reaching for the funding to build that facility out there for Gila County. And it's no longer up by the cemetery. It's now out at Gila County Fairgrounds down by where the little go-kart track is, and it's a great facility.
Well, great.
And so nobody calling in. That's about all the information that I brought for you this evening.
Maybe we need a contest for next time.
Maybe a contest.
Yeah, I'll work on this, like you say, the secret word or something. Okay. Yeah, I don't know what they win, but we'll come up with something.
Yeah, I don't know. And like I say, if you would like me to bring some information to the radio station, if there's something that you're interested in, that I could have one of the department heads or something come in and visit with you about some information, or if there's information that you're curious about. My office number is 928-402-4417, and my assistance is 928-402-4418. And if you call the office, it comes to my cell phone. And so if you're shy and don't want to be on the radio, I've had people not call in because they said, Tim, I didn't want to be on the radio. Well, that's okay. Contact me if you would like some information, and I'll bring it, because I'll guarantee you, if you're sitting at home wondering about something, there's 50 other people that are wondering about the same thing.
Absolutely.
So don't be afraid to pick up the phone and leave a message and let me know what your interests are or how I can help you or what we can do to make our community a little better. And all we can do is see where that goes. And so, like I say, if you're shy and don't want to get on the radio, call my office and let me know your interests and your needs, and we'll work on them.
All right. So District 2 Supervisor and Chairman of the Board of Supervisors, Tim Humphrey, will be back next month. We will tell you when, maybe get some meetings in the first quarter set up, and we'll see you soon.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Rob. Thanks, Tim. Appreciate you being here. And thanks to those of you who listen. Next time, call. I'm going to work on something. I'm not sure what it'll be yet, but we'll work on something. I might go door to door. That might be the answer. I don't know.
KQSS Miami. Hey.